Time may be running out for North Carolina lawmakers to come up with a compromise on how to update the state's coal ash cleanup law. That's according to the chief sponsor of a bill that Governor Pat McCrory vetoed last week. WFAE environmental reporter David Borax has more.
The McCrory administration and the General Assembly have been in a tug of war for the past month over revising the rules for coal ash cleanups at Duke Energy's plants around the state. Lawmakers overwhelmingly passed a bill last month that would have given Duke more time and flexibility on cleanups, but the governor vetoed it on June 6th. Rather than override the veto and risk a promised court challenge by the governor, legislators plan to rewrite the bill. Its chief backer, Representative Chuck McGrady, had said he hoped to have a new bill by the end of the week, but on Friday he said he's still negotiating with regulators, the governor, and fellow lawmakers, and he's not sure what will happen. Lawmakers from both houses are busy haggling over the state budget, which could leave little time for the coal ash debate before the session ends. McGrady said earlier this week,
I don't know when the session will be over, and I don't know, you know, how quickly we can bring all the people together and if I can get them all on the same page.
McGrady says cleanups are a priority, and so is making sure neighbors of coal ash sites get clean water. The DEQ and the governor agree, but they object to the original bill's plan to revive a coal ash oversight commission. Duke Energy says it can't finish cleanups at some sites by deadlines set in the 2014 Coal Ash Management Act. Duke wants the option to leave ash in place at some plants, which could save ratepayers billions of dollars. A spokeswoman said Friday Duke hopes any compromise will give it more options. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.